You're listening to SBS News.
China is refusing to apologise for an image posted to Twitter, apparently showing an Australian soldier holding a bloodied knife to an Afghan child's throat, with text underneath that reads, "Don't be afraid, we are coming to bring you peace." The altered image was tweeted by a spokesperson for China's Foreign Affairs Department and comes after the findings of the Brereton Inquiry into alleged war crimes committed by Australian soldiers in Afghanistan. It has brought condemnation from across the political aisle in Australia, with Prime Minister Scott Morrison calling it repugnant and demanding an apology.
It is utterly outrageous, and it cannot be justified on any basis whatsoever. The Chinese government should be totally ashamed of this post. It diminishes them in the world's eyes. It is a false image and a terrible slur on our great defence forces and the men and women who've served in that uniform for over 100 years.
Speaking to the media on Tuesday, the Shadow Foreign Minister Penny Wong described the tweet as provocative and called for a united approach.
I think it's very important that we respond in a calm and measured way and make very clear what we believe is acceptable. This isn't the behaviour, as I said yesterday. The photograph, or the doctored photograph, of the offensive doctored photograph, is not the behaviour of a responsible, mature international power.
But another spokesperson for China's foreign ministry, Hua Chunying, was scathing of Australia's reaction.
The Australian side is reacting so strongly to my colleague's Twitter. Does that mean they think the cold-blooded murder of innocent civilians is justified, while other people's condemnations of such crimes are not justified? Afghan lives matter. The Australian government should do some soul-searching and bring the culprits to justice. Shouldn't the Australian government feel ashamed? Shouldn't they feel ashamed for their soldiers killing innocent Afghan civilians?
China analyst at the Lowy Institute, Natasha Kassam, pointed out that in the last year, more and more Chinese officials have been active on Twitter and using the platform to bicker with Western officials.
It's not what we would have considered to be usual, even just a year ago, where China and Chinese officials had almost no diplomatic presence on Twitter. But today, there are hundreds of them that spend a lot of their time bickering with Western officials. They're often using Twitter to call out hypocrisy, or what they see as hypocrisy in other countries. But of course, that original hypocrisy is that they're using a medium that they do censor in China.
The president of the Chinese-Australian Forum, Jason Yetsin Lee, has said that the spokesperson was essentially trolling the Australian government and that the Prime Minister's emotional response may not have been the best.
I think that many people in the community felt that, look, we shouldn't have taken the bait. You just don't feed the troll. And so it would have been maybe more appropriate for somebody from our foreign ministry just to say, look, this was inappropriate, and we hope the Chinese foreign ministry can discipline this person. But I think a lot of people are feeling that because it was our Prime Minister that responded in such strong terms and very emotionally, and you can understand that in a way we kind of fed the troll.
Meanwhile, Acting Immigration Minister Alan Tudge has held a teleconference with members of the Australian Chinese community to communicate the government's support for their contribution amid the growing bilateral tensions. Liberal MPs Dr. Fiona Martin and Gladys Liu were also on the call. On Tuesday, Mr. Tudge made it clear the actions of the Chinese Communist Party should not impact the way Australians with Chinese heritage are treated.
That tweet represented the views of the Chinese Communist Party alone, and does not represent the views of the 1.2 million Australians who have Chinese heritage. And those 1.2 million Australians are like anybody else. They're hardworking, they're going about their business, raising their families and making an enormous contribution to our country. And it would be wrong to associate the views of the Chinese Communist Party government with anybody else who is an Australian citizen.
Ilias Bakala, SBS News.